Hey gang, Scott with Scott Gertner Group, and we have a great one for you today. I am very excited to introduce you to Dave Karsten, Karsten's Ace Hardware. You've seen the name, they've been around forever, but they are now going to be part of our team in Scottsdale North itself. So very excited to have him, get to know him a little bit. Dave, thank you so much for being here.
Scott, thanks for having me. I'm excited. I'm excited about being able to talk about our new store coming to Terra Vita. I think it's going to be an awesome location for us.
Me too. But I want them to get to know you a little bit too. I think it just gives people a better sense of, you know, who they're dealing with, who the company is. Tell them a little about you. I mean, you've been, we did realize that we're both kind of from Chicago. We both kind of left Chicago, but but you were raised there, came out here, went back and worked for a little while.
Yeah, exactly. So I was born in Chicago. I'm the youngest of five. All my older siblings grew up, or at least lived in Chicago a lot longer than I did. My family moved me out here when I was four, grew up here, went to school here, and then after school, back to Chicago for 10 years, trading on the Chicago Stock Exchange. So the gray winters that I didn't grow up with kind of were a turnoff for me, and I kind of came running home ultimately back to Arizona.
And then you're up in our neck of the woods, and you've raised your family up there?
Yeah, exactly. We came back here, opened our first store in Tatum Ranch, so Tatum and Dynamite. My kids were small at the time. They grew up in the Cave Creek School District, K through 12. Shortly after our first store, we bought the Carefree location. And so for 22 years now, we've been selling hardware to our neighbors.
So the exchange to hardware, how'd that happen?
Yeah, interesting. So, you know, the financial world, you know, is rewarding in many ways. But for me, it there was some emptiness there. It wasn't fulfilling fully.
Yep.
And so I had maybe a bit of a romantic idea of, I just want to own a hardware store, something low stress. I don't have to worry. I can go in, serve my neighbors, have conversations. So we did that. It was a bit of a misnomer to think it'd be stress-free, right? but different kind of stress.
Yeah.
And certainly enjoyable. So that's what it was for me, to be able to engage in the community, live, work, play, in the community. No more commuting, back and forth, just really ingrained in participating and having looked back and just love every minute of it.
It's a bit of a Mayberry idea, but it really is. Hardware store has always been a kind of a part of a community. You know, Floyd the Barber, and you know, we're talking about the soda fountain. You always kind of knew that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember just the Five and Dime, Ben Franklin. I remember when I was a kid, I used to go there, and I knew the people knew me when I walked in. It's kind of gone from a lot of things, and I think that's one of the things that connecting Scottsdale North is really about, is so that you actually have a face, that you know somebody who you're doing business with.
Yeah, I can't agree with you more. You know, that's what the small business, I think, brings, that small footprint out. With people you can connect with, right? And you know, the very first store we opened, I saw those conversations going on the sales floor all day long. And, you know, as opposed to break it up, you know, hurry up and get through and come on, we got to move the, you know, transactions through the register. It was really about, oh, you know, this is exactly what we wanted to be, you know, a place to come and meet and bump into people. So I think that happened then, and it's still happening now, especially in this age of computerized everything and checkouts, that stores you have to check yourself out. It's something we hold on to, is our people.
So you've actually got cashiers.
Yeah, living, breathing people that smile at you. They're happy to see
always ask me something, talk. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a big company, and we were just saying it's a 100-year anniversary for Ace, which shocked me. I had no clue. But it really is locally owned, right?
Yeah, it's exactly right. A lot of folks think that you're a franchise or that there's corporate ownership. And the unique thing about Ace is we're cooperative. Okay. So if you think back to the farming cooperatives or the New York condo cooperatives, the retail store owners own the big corporation. So much different than the big hand of corporate America putting pressure on the locals. So our stores are locally owned and operated, staffed with family and neighbors and friends, and our product assortments are really locally curated. So even though we're going to have all the products and brands you're expecting, you're going to find those fun, unique things specific for the neighborhood. So a lot of fun. 100-year-old, started in Chicago, and became a cooperative in the 70s with four guys coming together to buy sponges for the first time, pooling their buying power. But fiercely independent, right? Fiercely independent, but coming together where they know they could do better.
Well, and that's a big part of it. Honestly, there's so many things we see become big box and then the other ones dwindle away and go away. And I thought Ace would follow that pattern. I mean, I don't know how you can compete with the buying power those guys must have to have the staff you do and everything. Is that part of your model, that more personality type approach?
Yeah, for sure, right? So, as Walmart and the boxes own price, right? We might say they own price. The public perception is absolutely that, right? They own price. But I think when they think about Ace in general and our stores in particular, they think about our people. I will tell you, 9 times out of 10, when we get feedback from our customer surveys, the comment is, so-and-so is just so great. Your people are unbelievable. I couldn't believe the help they gave me. So our focus is 100% on that experience and what we can do to provide that service. So oftentimes we're going to be very competitively priced. Sometimes we're a little more, sometimes we're a little less. But price is not our focus. Service is our focus.
I think part of the model of any big box store is you start out that way, you get perceived as price, and then you start to eke your margins up. And you can, because the people still perceive you as price. And so I doubt it's as far apart as people think anyway. But I personally will always pay a little more to work with the local guy and to have a more personalized service.
Yeah, no, that's a great observation, right? And I think it's true. And, these guys are public companies, so you can actually see that play out in their numbers, right? Their gross margins increasing and potentially their service decreasing, right? Where the power of Ace, again, we are local and we're fiercely competitive at a local level, but we've got the power of 6,000 stores worldwide and that whole corporate infrastructure behind it. So you talk about being able to buy right and monitor retail pricing markets, right, so that we can stay sharp and reasonable. So we know price is important, especially in this day and age, right? So we can't just rest on our laurels and say, but our service is great. We need to be price smart as well.
Well, I did a little sneaking around detective work on you, and I found some videos that must speak to the culture of Ace, some kind of a heart campaign or something.
Oh, yeah. So, hardware. Heartware stories. Yeah, so obviously a play on hardware. So Ace Forever has been ingrained in their local communities, right, and have always had great charitable giving. But back in, it would have been in the 90s, Ace corporately said, hey, we need to rally around a national charity, a cause that we can all get behind. And so that was Children's Miracle Network. And so here in Arizona, Phoenix area is Phoenix Children's Hospital. So not only do we raise a lot of money for our local hospital and kids, our neighbors will round up and we've donated thousands and thousands of dollars. But related to that, there's hundreds of personal stories, either from our team members that work in the store, our neighbors that shop in our stores that have had personal challenges or, some of these things that might stories that might tug on your heartstrings, right? So lost a job, financial challenges, health issues. And so we've featured those stories, right? We've featured those folks and really tried to put a focus on our neighbors and what we're all about.
Well, that's awesome. And the more I watched, the more it was clear. That's part of the culture, and that speaks to this company too. So it's a great company from that aspect. So the big thing is that you're here because of this new store. And, for those of us, I built Terra Vita with Del Webb. I've been there from the beginning, and we were very pleased to have Albertsons as the main anchor in the shopping center. And then there was a debacle where they lost them, and it's been empty forever.
Yeah.
So to see somebody come in and actually fill that, very exciting and pleasing, and particularly you. But how, for you guys, why did you pick it? How's that fit for you?
Yeah, no, great question. We've been looking at it for a number of years, to be honest with you, right? I think 3 years ago, we actually started to have serious conversations, and even prior to that, we were looking at it. And, you know, the why is pretty obvious to us, right? The whole Terra Vita community, super engaged up there in that community. The density of homes around there is such that, you know, they need a hardware solution close in the neighborhood, right? We're going to be relocating our Carefree store, the smaller store, up in the town of Carefree, mile and a half south into Terra Vita. We think it brings us even closer to our customers. Our model is really to have our store in the neighborhood, not on a high trafficked, inconvenient, nervous, place to go. So we love that Terra Vita Shopping Center is in that it really is a neighborhood shopping center, right? As a matter of fact, Terra Vita has their own personal entrance into the shopping center. So we looked at that and said, you got to be kidding me. This is awesome.
So we're an older group, and I think we want that kind of personal, but we also want that kind of help. And so I think you are positioned perfectly and a great addition to the community. And I am just so juiced that you would come here and talk to us. I know everybody's going to love this thing. And thank you very, very much, and welcome to the community.
Thanks, Scott. I really appreciate it. We are excited to be there. All right, so neighbors, I'm looking forward to introducing a brand new store to you. With that being said, it's the same great people that you've been served by in our other stores in the neighborhood, and they're excited to see you. Stay tuned. Watch Scott's channel for our dates. We're hoping to be here in the fourth quarter, coming soon. Stay tuned, and we hope to see you in the store.
And we'll be there with Connecting Scottsdale North, so stay tuned to us. Thanks for listening.